listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Person next to you, smile and say, Jesus loves you. Amen. 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 Now look at that other neighbor, smile and say, Jesus loves you too. Jesus loves you too. Amen. Now look all the way across the aisle at somebody. Stand up, look at him and say, hey, you know what? Point at him and say, Jesus loves you. Amen. Yeah, because he do. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We should always be excited about our God. Amen. Because there's so many things we can be excited about. But how many know we should be excited about salvation? Amen. Excited about our destination of heaven. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. We're just so grateful to all of you. And I just want to say that I serve with some of the greatest people in the world. Amen. I don't just say that to be a pure man, but I just think about the spirit. Amen. Namely of our leaders. Amen. Some of the greatest leaders. Amen. That serve. Amen. All of you. Bless you. Amen. But I just have to be honest. Sometimes I think about being surrounded about people that love God and good preachers. Amen. There's preachers in here. Amen. And we just thank God for all of you, all the work that you do. Ushers, you may be seated. Amen. Let's give the praise team, the ushers, sound tech. Let's give them a hand. Amen. It takes commitment to do these things. Amen. You don't just come in our church and do anything. Amen, somebody. Amen. That means you're a person of prayer. You tithe. You live right. Amen. You support the vision. Amen. So that's something. Amen. I just thank God. And I believe this is not the message, but God sets people in houses. Amen. He will connect you to a place. And when he connects you, that's a connection that takes place that helps the whole body. Amen. Anybody been helped since they've been here? Amen. Anybody felt God's presence, felt his power? Amen. That's how you know you connected. Amen, somebody. His connection is in the house. Amen. And we're so glad. Amen. We thank God for Don Miner. Amen. God bless you, Don. Thank you for coming out today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We pray that God blesses you, and we know he will. While you are here. Amen. Indeed, it is Father's Day, but how many know every day is the Father's Day? Amen. Praise the Lord. But certainly we honor every father in the house. We thank God for you. And not just for being a father, but being a godly father. That means something. Amen. Anybody can have a child, but it means something to live for God, to honor God, and to raise a child up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Amen. So we're so grateful for all the men of God that are here. Amen. Let's give the men of God a hand clap of praise. Amen. In this house. Our scripture this morning comes from Proverbs chapter 13, starting at verse number 1. Proverbs 13 and 1. And I want to use for a title this morning, The Father's Wisdom. The Father's Wisdom. Everyone say with me, The Father's Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. Would you stand with me this morning and let's read together Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 1. We'll start with the King James and we'll move over to the NIV. King James readers, let's read together. Ready? Let's read. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Let's read that again, King James Version readers. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, if you have the New International Version, amen, you have a parallel Bible, let's read that together. Ready? Read. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. Amen. You can be seated. Now, in that text, I read it from the ERV translation, along with many other translations, but it says that a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a proud son does not heareth rebuke. Amen. How many know the Bible says that we are to be slow to speak, slow to wrath, but quick to hear? I believe that's James 1:19. And it's so important that we be people that can hear. Amen. How many know you learn more when you listen? Anybody in the house? Amen. While you're talking, you're not able to hear. Amen. And if we're not hearing, we're not actually able to receive. So it is wise to be able just to listen. Amen. And then listening is an art, because how many of you know listening does not just take place with the ears? When listening really takes place, we listen with our heart. We hear with our ears. It goes through our mind. We process it. But our heart is open. That's how transformation changes. How many know somebody can be talking and you say, but not hear nothing they saying? Or somebody can be talking, amen, and we can even say amen, but our mind is back at home, is at work, is on a problem, amen. But when we're listening, all of us are engaged in what's being said. So when the scripture here says, written by Solomon, we know was the wisest king that ever lived, it says a wise son, now that could be son or daughter, but a wise son accepts his father's discipline. Well, a lot of us don't like discipline. How many enjoy discipline? Man, don't nobody like somebody telling them what to do. We don't like that correction. But the Bible says a wise son, he invites the discipline. He welcomes the discipline. Why? Because a disciplined life is a successful life. A disciplined life is a productive life. How many of you know that we have gotten in trouble at times because of a lack of discipline? Anybody ever done something that they wish they hadn't done, but if they had been disciplined, amen, we wouldn't have done that. Praise the Lord. He says that's wise. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scorner, a mocker, or a proud son does not listen to rebuke. How many of them know the wisest individual there is God himself? Solomon was the wisest human, but he got his wisdom from where? From God. So we want to hear the Father's wisdom. Let's start first with the definition of wisdom. Wisdom in the Hebrew and the Greek has two different words, amen. The Greek word for wisdom is the word sophia, amen, where you get the word philosophy. Philosophy, philos, or philos talks about love, and sophie, or sophia, is wisdom. So philosophy actually together is the love of wisdom. So when you hear the word sophia in the Greek, you're actually declaring wisdom. Okay, now the Hebrew word is a little bit more challenging to pronounce, but it's the word choka. Okay, I may be saying it wrong, but that's the Hebrew word for wisdom. Now, in a biblical sense, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and to follow the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding. We've heard many different definitions of the word wisdom. Some people say it's the ability to use knowledge. Amen. That's a common definition. But wisdom in itself is really hard to define in words, because wisdom is so dynamic. Wisdom is how you discern people, places, and things. Wisdom is how you use the knowledge you have. Wisdom is being able to know God and obey God. Wisdom is being able to do the right thing at the right time. Wisdom is broad. So when a person has wisdom, how many of you know they have something? So to read this definition again from ChristianBibleResource.com, it says that in a biblical sense, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly. How many of you are judging correctly? You're not judging from the soul. You're not judging from the mind, the intellect, the emotions. You're being able to discern from the spirit. That's the judgment that wisdom does. It can see in and out of a situation, all around a situation. It can see what's happening now. It can see the consequences down the road. Wisdom thinks broader than just natural looking or natural understanding. I like to call wisdom the divine know-how of God. It's knowing how God does things. That's why James says, if any man lacks wisdom, what does he get it from? He gets it from God. He has to ask God for wisdom. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11, from the ERV translation, the Bible says, God said to Solomon, you have the right attitude. How many know attitude is important? Amen. You did not ask for long life and riches for yourself. You did not ask for the death of your enemies. You ask for the wisdom and knowledge so that you can make right decisions. How many of you know that wisdom gives us the ability to make right decisions? That's a common, a plain definition of wisdom. It's the ability from God to make right decisions. Everybody say that with me. Say wisdom is the ability that comes from God to make right decisions. That kind of puts it, it puts everything together, because that way I can make the right decision in every situation. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 through 12, the scripture says, wisdom begins with fear and respect for the Lord. So we might be on a job and we say, well, this person seems very wise. Well, there's a difference between intelligence and wisdom. Just because somebody's intelligent does not mean that they're wise. If that person does not love and honor God, they're not in wisdom. You have a lot of smart atheists. Amen. What's that guy? Hawkins, Stephen Hawkins, I believe it was. Astrophysicist, philosopher, British intelligence individual, very smart, but wasn't wise. Why? Because he didn't believe in God. Wisdom starts with knowing and reverencing God. So it's wise to know God and to serve God. Somebody say amen. So wisdom begins with the fear and the respect of the Lord. Proverbs 9 and 10 says, knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. Wisdom will help you live longer. Anybody believe that? Amen. If you're making right decisions versus wrong ones, how many know you're going to be here a little longer? Amen. Sometimes people lose their lives before time because of wrong decisions. Amen. If I decide to go do something to cause me to get AIDS, how many know I made a right decision? I made a wrong decision. Amen. I decided to go out there and rob a bank, amen, and I got shot. Amen. How many know I made a wrong decision? Amen. So using wisdom can help us to live longer. The Bible says that we are to honor our mother and father. That causes our days to be what? Longer in the earth. That's a wise decision. Amen. So it notes here in Proverbs 9, verse 11, it says, wisdom will help you live longer. She will add years to your life. If you become wise, it will be for your own good. I often say we have to be careful. We know that sickness, disease, all these things are the result of sin. Amen. We know that the enemy, he puts these things on us. But I want you to know, too, we can make wrong decisions, wrong health choices, and cause different sickness and diseases to come on us. Amen. It's quiet, but I know that's right. Amen. We have to be careful of the processed foods we're eating, the amount of sugar that we're intaking, the amount of salt, the lack of water. All these things can cause health challenges, which would be making wrong decisions. Amen. Tell somebody, wisdom gives us longer life. If you become wise, it will be for your own good. If you are rude and show no respect, you are the one who will suffer. Now, that's Proverbs 9, 10 through 12 from the ERV translation. I want to give us all three encouraging thoughts on wisdom this Father's Day. Three encouraging thoughts on wisdom. Number one, God's wisdom is greater than ours. Now, many times we can say amen, but a lot of times we think we're smarter than God. Prove it, preacher. Well, God say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, wise call today. We say, well, I can be saved and stay at home. God say, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. God say, honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruit of all your increase, then your barn shall be filled with plenty, your vine press shall burst forth with new wine. We say, my name is Jimmy, and I'm not giving you any. Amen. God tells us to forgive, to do good, to bless those that harm us, that do evil to us. We say, I'm not going to forgive nobody. I'm going to just stay mad. Amen. When we do things opposite of what God says, you know what we're really saying? I know better than God. How many know God's wisdom is greater than our wisdom? And when we obey God, we get godly results. Look at your neighbor and say, open your heart. Remember, the first scripture we started with was to listen. See, a wise son heareth instruction. And sometimes it can be hard to swallow when it's something we don't want to hear. Anybody ever came to church and heard something, you know it was right, but in your heart you said, man, I don't want to deal with that today. But how many know we need to deal with these things? The things that we don't deal with, we don't grow from. But when we're able to